This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, September 18th. Well, we got the cattle markets showing all kinds of formations here, but generally speaking, we do seem to be struggling, especially in feeder cattle. At those gap areas from a few weeks ago, markets have been able to get back to the bottom of those gaps, but haven't been able to fill them. And then the previous couple sessions, the markets come under some pressure. Live cattle managed to get above those gap areas, and the deferreds are getting right back up to those highs that we had in mid-August. Front month not quite as energetic. Cash markets are a bit stronger this week. Looks like the trade's going to come in between 103 and 105. We did see some 106 in Iowa. At 103 to 105, that is up 2 to 4 from the previous week. At dress trade around 163 is up 2. Boxed beef was lower again yesterday. Choice down 33 cents at 215. Select down 112 at 203. The spread was up 79, 1166. Movement 216 loads. The feeder cattle index was up 60 cents at 141.20. We are seeing an increase in numbers coming to the market, a lot of yearlings coming in finally, and we're starting to see some calves come into town as well. So the numbers are definitely picking up, and a lot of these numbers would have been placed earlier, but it just was a disaster this spring. So especially the yearlings, they were just kept on grass. Export sales yesterday at 14,800 tons. South Korea took 4,400, Japan 4,500, China took 1,800. Pork export sales at 50,700. China took 36,000 of that, Mexico 5,900, Japan 3,200. So China making a big impact in the pork space, not so much in the beef space. The cattle market still looking at kind of the overall picture of big placements as we got into the May, June, July time window. Those are going to be coming to the market. Weights have been significantly heavier than last year for several weeks now. And this increase in numbers, and if the weights stay strong, which it looks like it probably will, then you're going to see a significant increase in beef production. And the question is demand going to improve enough to absorb that? We'll just have to wait and see. But I think with the backed up yearlings coming into the auction yards and the calves starting to come in, the fall run, of course, will be coming in. Luckily, you have a big corn crop, but I still think that this is going to add some pressure to the market. And live cattle and feeder cattle both have their separate fundamentals that would pressure the market, but putting them together, I think it's just going to add more momentum to the downside. So with the market struggling to fill those gaps on the feeder cattle, that's kind of a red flag, I think. This rally here seems to be stalling out, and my guess is we'll probably start to turn over and head south as you get into October, and then beyond that as well. So there's probably some a place to get some hedges put on. The market's had a little bit of a run here. I think that the timing and the price levels and the price action suggest that we're probably running out of gas up here. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.